Home inspections. What do you gain from one when buying a house? And what can happen when you don't get one?
Home inspection is probably one of the most important things you can do when you're buying a house.
That's the topic we cover in this episode of Call on Colleen. Welcome to the Real Estate Netcast for people interested in buying or selling homes in Birmingham and Shelby County, Alabama. I'm David Black, and with me is Colleen Black of Keller Williams Realty, who specializes in Shelby County home sales.
Our program is designed to bring you news and helpful information about buying or selling real estate in the Birmingham and Shelby County areas.
Colleen, you've worked with a lot of home inspectors in this area. What do you advise your clients about choosing one?
I'd suggest finding someone with good credentials and really someone that you can trust.
Well, one of the inspectors you've worked with for some time now is Chris Datka, who runs a Closer Look inspection service in Helena.
To me, the most important part of a home inspection is that a buyer knows exactly what they're getting into beforehand.
Now, Chris, you've been a full-time home inspector for 7 years, and I assume the first rule of selecting an inspector would be to recognize that not all home inspectors are alike.
Home inspectors in the state of Alabama are licensed by the Alabama Building Commission. There's a lot of unlicensed home inspectors out there. If you look through the Yellow Pages, there's probably one out of three are not licensed because the Yellow Pages don't police who puts advertisements in there. You can always verify a licensed home inspector. Alabama Building Commission has a website. It's got an online roster. You can always access that. I believe it's www.bc.state.al.us. Anyone ever wants to go there and just make sure that you get a licensed home inspector.
How does someone stand to benefit from choosing a licensed inspector versus one who's not?
Good question. Licensed home inspectors have to have jumped through a number of hoops to get a license. We have to have had training, formal education, and there's a variety of sources where that can come from. The state of Alabama, to get a license in the state of Alabama, you have to go through this formal schooling. And once you've passed that schooling, you have to take a number of exams, one to prove your proficiency. And it's actually the exams are based on every aspect of the house. We have to be a little bit of everything that goes into a house. We have to know about electrical systems, plumbing systems, structures, foundations, appliances, basically everything that goes into a house, and not just new houses, old houses as well. It's quite a bit of knowledge that we have to be tested on. I think the comprehensive exam lasts 4 hours, and a lot of inspectors don't pass it the first time they take it. It's very common to have taken this test 3-4 times. Then you were also tested on a code of ethics. The state of Alabama adopted a number of years ago ASHE's set of standards and practices and code of ethics. It's ASHE is the American Society of Home Inspectors. They were the first and the oldest home inspection organization in the United States. They were formed, I believe, in 1976, somewhere in there, and they've been a governing factor with all the home inspectors in the state and the country.
So, Chris, what you're saying is getting a home inspection is really about avoiding unpleasant surprises?
There could be a number of problems that could be very expensive that I believe people should know about before they inherit those problems. And knowing about that up front allows you to be able to go to sleep at night with the peace of mind, knowing that this biggest purchase you've ever made in your life isn't going to be a money pit.
But money is not the major point, though. Chris's biggest concerns when doing home inspections focus on safety. He says he has seen some cases where people could have died by moving into homes that were not safe.
I had a case last year where I did a home inspection down in Montevallo, and as I was going through my evaluations, I noticed that the hot water heater, the flue had become disconnected. Well, it took me 1 second to put the flue back on the hot water heater, and the house was being rented, so I asked the college students that were living in the house if they'd been feeling bad. And the one had been to a doctor several times, hadn't eaten in over a week, and every time she felt bad, she'd go lay down in her bed. Well, her bed actually was directly above this hot water heater, and every time she'd feel bad, she was poisoning herself a little bit more. And eventually, that possibly worst-case scenario, that could have killed her.
If you're buying a home, Chris says getting an inspection is your most valuable chance at discovering possible needed repairs that could add up to big money. He helped me with uncovering a repair for a buyer I worked with in Meadowbrook that wound up with a repair bill approaching upwards of $18,000.
The week before last, I had an inspection in Hoover. Got probably about an hour in the inspection, go to the assessment of the foundation. I found a crack in the foundation wall that was at over 1 inch wide. I could actually stick my hand in this crack. I called up the realtor and said, at this point, you don't need a home inspection. You need a structural engineer or a foundation specialist. I'm a home inspector. I'm not a foundation guy. I'm not a structural engineer. I don't pretend to be that. There are red flag items we see as far as foundation movement, and we're trained to recognize these. When I see something that exceeds the limits of what I would consider allowable, we have to recommend a specialist. In this case, the realtor called me up a couple of days later and said that the buyer just wanted to thank you. They had a foundation guy, and it was actually the selling agent knew a foundation person. So they had their people come out and assess this, and it was going to take $22,000 to fix that foundation.
That's money that they would not have known they would have had to have spent if they'd gone ahead and bought the house without getting that inspection done.
They would have inherited that problem, yes.
When you inspect a home, there's really a lot more to it than just a quick glance here and there, isn't there?
There's so many. There's thousands and thousands of things we look at through a home inspection.
Okay, let's follow you as you do an inspection. First off, an inspection is not designed to reveal every possible flaw, right?
It's a general overview of the property. Your average home inspection can take anywhere on an average three-bedroom, two-bath house, 2.5 to 3.5 hours. I always block out a half a day in case I have to do more investigative work. Sometimes they have taken that long, but usually not. It's a general overview of the property. Like I said, we have to abide by the building commission's set of standards and practices. That involves pretty much taking a look at everything in the house. Now, if it's a fully furnished house, we can't empty the house. So there's going to be a lot of things we can't see. But it is a general overview. It's not technically exhaustive by any means. We're not required to look at every square inch of the house. And there's a lot of cosmetic issues we don't comment on. If you're buying a house that's 50 years old, I don't believe that it's fair to come in and comment on scratches in the paint or nicks in the hardwood. This is just normal wear and tear, in my opinion. Now, if there's something of the hole in the wall with exposed electrical wiring, this is a safety issue, and this would be flagged during the inspection.
You would be looking for significant plumbing or electrical deficiencies, perhaps?
Oh, absolutely. I will walk into a house. I will turn on every light in the house, take a good look around so I can make sure I can see everything. I start the dishwasher, and then I go out on the outside of the house. And this is just my route through the course of a home inspection. I'll look at the outside of a house. I'll evaluate the roof. I'll get up on the roof if it's safe to do so. We're taxed. We have to look at the electrical system. We actually have to pull electrical breaker panels off to make sure they're wiring inside that. It is proper that we don't have double tapped, any scorching, overheating. There's so many. There's thousands and thousands of things we look at through a home inspection. In the foundation elements, before I actually get in a crawl space or a basement, I will run every plumbing fixture in the house. While we're down there assessing the foundation, I'm looking for plumbing leaks at that time. Later on, we'll come in and run all these fixtures individually, and then I'll go back down there and we'll look for the plumbing leaks again. So a lot of times doing this double check, I can turn up a lot of plumbing issues.
What is somebody going to typically pay to get an inspection done?
And that may vary from person to person, from the inspectors. Typically what I hear, what my firm charges, is around $275, $300 for an average size property like that. And then, of course, we have to scale up. If they're larger, they take longer.
Square footage plays a big role in that.
Yeah. I mean, you know, your average house, 1,500, 2,000 square foot, three bedroom, two bath. That's what I consider an average size house.
This sounds to me as if, for a prospective buyer, this is an extremely valuable insurance policy of sorts.
Yes, and it's very cost-effective, too. That, in conjunction with a good real estate agent, sometimes you can negotiate the price of the sale and actually pay for the home inspection. I would never guarantee that, and actually I would hope that that doesn't happen. I would just assume not find anything wrong with the house.
But if you find something wrong with the house that was not discovered previously, that can become an issue in the negotiations and help protect the buyer.
Oh, absolutely.
You've seen that happen a few times.
Quite a few times.
What about inspecting new homes? A lot of people would think, this is a new home. I don't need an inspection. What's wrong with that mentality?
You can have the best builder in the whole world, but what I have found that they are totally relying on their subs. And these good builders can't be there to babysit these subs all the time. I've seen new houses, they forgot to put shingles on the top. I actually had a home inspection a couple years ago that resulted in a lawsuit. This lady had been living in the house for 10 months, and had found some minor cracks in her garage floor, and that's why she called me out. She goes, my builder's warranty is getting ready to expire, and I'm worried about these cracks. Well, the cracks were nothing. But when I went out there and looked, they had forgotten to put steel support posts to hold up the flooring and framing for her house. This is an integral structural component that has to be there. They never put them in. And you could already see the main beam that was holding up the framing was starting to have some deflection in it. The actual flooring was beginning to sink without that support. She said, well, I wanted you just to do a partial inspection on the foundation, but now I'm nervous. I want you to look at the whole house. This lady was in a wheelchair, so she was physically challenged, had never obviously been on a roof, neither had a lot of other people. There were 3 feet on both sides of the ridge line. They had never put shingles on her house. And the only thing that kept the water out of her house for 10 months was the roofing felt, the underlayment that they had put down.
Most people think it's the home buyer who traditionally hires a home inspector. And while that's true, a new trend has been emerging lately. Sellers are beginning to hire inspectors during their listing period. When they first list their house, it's very beneficial for them to go ahead and get a home inspection done. That way, there's not going to be any surprises for them, and it alleviates a lot of stress because statistics show that the most stressful time for a home seller is when they do find a buyer and that buyer has the inspection done, because then they're worrying that something is going to be wrong with the property that maybe they had been unaware of previously.
Sellers a lot of times will enlist a home inspector so there isn't any surprises. So there isn't another home inspector come in and says, you have structural issues. So they know ahead of time, just go ahead and address these. And a good home inspection could actually be an effective marketing tool. I've seen a number of times where the sellers will leave these home inspections out on a coffee table and say, we've had it inspected. Feel free to call the inspector and read through this. And it actually helps sell houses.
Hire a home inspector. Your agent should be able to help with recommendations. That's something I help my clients with all of the time. If you're searching on your own, Chris reminds you that the first name you run across may not be your best choice. There are a lot of different certifications and licenses that really make a big difference when it comes to choosing a good home inspector.
Make sure you get a licensed home inspector. Double check. Any list, certainly if you're going through the Yellow Pages, get on the State Building Commission's website. Make sure you get a licensed individual. You may want to ask for qualifications. There's only a handful of us in Alabama that have achieved full membership status with ASHI, the American Society of Home Inspectors. That involves a testing process. It's a rigorous testing process. It's not required by the state. It's something those of us have reached that level, that achievement. We chose to do that. It's nothing that's required. It's really the safety issues that I concern myself with. I don't want anyone to move into a house and actually have a small child fall off a balcony because of wide rail spacings. We've got ground fault circuit interrupters now that we incorporate into the electrical systems. We test those. I find that they fail all the time. And I would never accept the fact that somebody would move into a house that I inspected and have run into a safety issue and get hurt. That's my main goal, is to make sure these houses are safe for people. I'm not there to make them brand new, but I want to make sure nobody gets hurt.
You feel good about your job?
I love my job. I really do.
That's Chris Dadko with a Closer Look Inspection Service in Helena. If you'd like to find out more information about his service, his company's website is aclosernsp.com. You may have some questions about buying or selling real estate in the Birmingham and Shelby County, Alabama area, so my email address is colleen@calloncolleen.com. And by the way, I spell my name with two L's and two E's. My phone number is area code 205-356-5412. Oh, and as of July 07, there are well over 440 homes for sale in the Alabaster area alone, and I think it was over 773 in Helena and Pelham combined. So there is a lot of inventory. It's a great time to buy a home. This continues to be a very good time to buy and sell real estate in Shelby County. If there's a home sale in your future, give me a call if you have any questions or if there's anything I can help with.
And be sure to check in at callonColleen.com for up-to-date news on what's happening in Shelby County and Central Alabama real estate. We thank you for listening and hope you'll join us for our next Call on Colleen netcast. For now, I'm David Black along with Colleen Black of Keller Williams Realty. See you next time.